This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They are really trying to rally the troops here, my friends, in regards to Joe Biden and the effects of the conditions, whatever they may be, on him. It seems that, you know, part of this response now is just to be, no, that's not happening. No, that's not it at all. In fact, it's Donald Trump who has the problems that everyone's associating with Joe Biden, it would seem. But it's not going to work. It's really not going to. This is maybe a last-ditch effort, at least in the sense of the Democrat Party elite, or we might just call them the party elite, that believe that if they just now start talking about Joe Biden in fact, there's one Democrat Party strategist, evidently, who's telling people that we got to start referring to Joe Biden as, quote, a great president. Okay, this is from Stuart Stevens. He's an advisor for the Lincoln Project, and he's recently starting to say that Democrats need to start calling President Biden a great president and not just a better choice than Donald Trump. Folks, I got to tell you, in the Democrat Party elite hallowed halls of power, it's not a fun Tuesday. It's just not. But it's a fun Tuesday for us here on this program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here on this wonderful Tuesday morning. And we have a lot to talk about on the show this morning, as always. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've already got a lot of great direct messages this morning as well. And also, I want to thank Mark for your kind message earlier this morning. Thank you for your kind words. And he's listening to us all the way from what he refers to as the Democrat People's Republic of Connecticut. We appreciate that. And so good morning, Mark. Glad that you're out there listening this morning. And we've had a lot of great calls, by the way, as well today. So we're glad that you're with us here this morning. And welcome to everybody listening on the GCN Network and everybody listening to us, of course, AM 860, The Answer, and, of course, also AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota. So, once again, folks, we've got the Biden administration is going down a weird sort of road when it comes to Israel. Now, earlier we understand that the Biden administration is going to go to the UN Security Council, perhaps as early as today, here on this wonderful Tuesday. And they're going to go to the UN Security Council. This from Fox News. They're reportedly taking the Biden administration's goal of a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war to the UN Security Council, as I was saying. The administration is said to have proposed a draft UN Security Council resolution which would in part call for a temporary ceasefire on Israel and not to go into Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Now, according to Reuters, the U.S. text of this proposal, evidently, states in part that it determines that under current circumstances, a major ground offensive into Rafah would result in further harm to civilians and their further displacement, including potentially into neighboring countries. We mentioned this in hour number one, and I think it bears repeating for all the new folks listening in and joining us here in hour number four. And that is, into the neighboring countries, well, you know, why aren't people being able to go into some neighboring countries, especially if there is such a, and there is obviously a major danger that's going on there because of this war that Hamas started, by the way. But it's interesting to me that you don't have any other countries that are willing to take in people from Gaza. In fact, what is Egypt doing? Or more accurately, because, you know, we strive for accuracy on this program. And as you recall, Joe Biden sort of kind of let us know that it's not Egypt. It's Mexico. That's right there on the border with Gaza, where it says Egypt on the map. But we'll just say, we just want to be right. We'll just, it's Mexico. And but they built, what did they do? They built a wall. They built a wall, a huge wall, that separates that area. And of course, you know, nobody's running over there, at least as far as I know, saying walls don't work. Because I don't think that they would believe them. We only get that kind of stuff here. No, walls don't work. What are you talking about? But at any rate, Richard Goldberg, this from the article, a former NSC official during the Trump administration told Fox News, digital rather, he says the United States, and this is so right on point, the United States should be vetoing pro-Hamas resolutions, not proposing them. See, now, if this is a simple truth, right? It's a simple truth that probably would be lost on a lot of folks maybe working in the Biden administration at this point. But it does seem to have a timeless quality to it, such that it does ring true. And I think if you were to stop any person in the street and simply say, hey, do you think we ought to be stopping pro-Hamas things that would be brought up in the UN, or should we be proposing them? Most people, and I understand there's going to be some hardcore that would say, oh, no, well, you know, Hamas had to do this. They absolutely had to attack because life in Gaza was unbearable, and they had to come across that border, and they had to start the massacre and so forth. And those, and I hate to tell you, I think those folks, you may never win over. But for people with common sense, for people who are looking at this objectively, people who are watching this and kind of have some idea about what Hamas is, they would certainly agree that the United States ought to be vetoing pro-Hamas resolutions and not proposing them. He goes on to say, by putting forward a resolution to calling for a ceasefire and opposing Israeli military action in Rafah, the White House is effectively pushing for Hamas to survive, to massacre another day. This is a complete betrayal of the United States' interests and values. And also, folks, I think this also flies in the face of what we've heard so much since this whole thing began in October, that we're not going to tell Israel how to fight this war. Well, yeah, it was just a matter of time, wasn't it? Of course, they've always kind of been doing that. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition continues.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing.
All right, Tuesday edition continues, everybody. Welcome back, Kyle Warren with you. As we've gone through the wee hours of the morning, overnights in America, and we've got some great calls this morning, by the way. It was great to hear from Aaron in Denver. Also great to hear from Neil in Henderson. We also heard from Anthony in Tampa. We've also heard from Mark up in the Democrat People's Republic of Connecticut. We got a message earlier from Frederick listening to us in NYC. This morning, and by the way, Frederick, I appreciate your question. We will ask Chris Markowski about that on tomorrow's program for sure. But great question for Chris Markowski. And, you know, again, it's just great to get your direct messages and get your telephone calls. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program. Or you can head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, everybody. And you can send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you are off and running from there. You can also find out more about me and a little bit about the program as well. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about Donald Trump this morning, and we're going to return right back to that here in a moment, especially with this particular judgment. This is so far out of whack that we can't even get a radar fix on this thing. And sort of the cat that ate the canary smile from the prosecutor and from the judge seems to me that just speaks volumes, doesn't it? It's we're finally getting him. We're getting him. And the lie in the whole thing, the pretext, the pretense of the whole thing is that they're saving democracy, which makes it all okay, right? It makes it all fine to just do whatever it is you can think of. You can pervert the system to the extreme to where it looks like this is a banana republic or some other kind of authoritarian regime, or, you know, hey, heck, the Soviet Union. Wait, let's just tell it like it is, right? Why pull any punches on that? We're just going to destroy someone politically because they don't adhere to our method of thinking. They are very popular, so you cannot raise up a champion. And that's a message to the people as well. Don't even think about raising up a champion. Because if you do, that champion is going to be not just tarred and feathered and drawn and quartered and all that other stuff, but we'll come up with other stuff to do. I mean, stuff we never thought of before. In order to send that message that this is the way things are going to be, and you better not try to change it. Well, you know, our country, by the way, I'll just say this briefly. Our country, of course, and original, colonial citizens, right, who brought forth this country, you know, and changed into, essentially became Americans, essentially, they've been through that before. This is part of our history. We know that it's rife with the idea that someone wants to lord it over. They want to rule over you. And if you have a different idea, well, there's going to be consequences. Well, I think the American people realize, and they're seeing so much more, if they weren't doing all the stuff to Donald Trump, it might be a different story. But they are, and people see it for what it is. And they realize that, well, it's not that Donald Trump, quote, wants to be a dictator on day one. Hillary Clinton's over in Munich, by the way, at a security conference, telling Christiane Amanpour that, Donald Trump, he said he was going to be a dictator on day one. He wants to round up people based on what they look like and whether they're citizens or not, and just the most heinous of things. And they keep repeating it because they do think that the more they say it, that's big lie strategy. The more you say it, the more people are going to believe it. All right. Well, let's head over to the telephone line. We got the telephone line lighting up here. We got Backgammon Bob calling us up this hour. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning. Just want to know, all these truckers say they're going to boycott New York. You know how that's coming along? I think that might be pretty effective.
I did see the story on that. I did see a follow-up story that said I think the original person was Chicago Ray, I think is his name. He was somehow backing out of that. That's the last I heard of it. But I think you got a lot of truckers out there who are not happy about this and want to be able to demonstrate their unhappiness.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, I think the most important thing, upcoming election, is actually one of the most important things, is actually going to be the down ballot stuff, both in the statewide and in across the nation.
I think you're right, and this is where, again, the real change is going to start happening. It's not just the presidential election in and of itself. But it is, you have to have that wave that occurs. And people, it goes beyond the Senate and even the House of Representatives, I mean, all the way down to your community board of supervisors or your mayor or people on your education boards and so forth. All these things have to be looked at by the voters very seriously, because that change, I appreciate what Frank Silvato says, the way he says it. The government that's closest to you has some of the greatest effect on your life.
And another thing, too, on these migrant gangs and stuff like that, all these people need to be rounded up and encapsulated. And either one or two things. Either they need to be trained and converted to American some kind of work or something, or they just simply need to be deported, but we just can't let them to roam free. Otherwise, what's going to happen with them is the same thing that happened with the mafia earlier in this country, Once they get established and once they get their things going, it's going to be awfully hard to take them out.
Well, in terms of, going after gang activity or organized crime, and organized crime isn't always somebody sitting around in suits telling somebody what to go do, like in the movies or something, but organized crime can be gangs of people that roam the streets. You're right.
Well, it can also end up being very similar to some of the biker gangs, too.
Right. right? And of course, the idea is that I think you have the far left factions. They love the chaos that this kind of stuff generates. You know, the worse it gets. You know, otherwise, why would you have the unfettered illegal immigration coming across the border? Because we know that MS-13 is coming across the border. We know how brutal they truly are. And, you know, anybody in their right mind would say, shut the border down right now, just knowing that some MS-13 would come across.
Well, I can't believe that these Democrats vote so strongly on party line. They know the border's really hurting us. They know all this stuff. And everything they do just so that their party can win. They're so obsessed with their party, and they're so obsessed with the empathy that they feel towards some of the people that are in truly dire straits that they're willing to let that override common sense and safety.
Well said. See, that's hitting it right on the head. See, because it is about total power. And it's so wrong-headed to you and I, because we would say, no, wait a minute, why are you abandoning common sense? Well, you've answered your own question, basically. It's because they want to have that ultimate power, and then once they have it, then they're really in charge.
Well, there's another factor in this, too, because some of these people, they want to feel, and essentially they want to feel they can pat themselves on the back and say, I'm a good person. And that's part of it, too, because they want to feel like they have done the right thing in their own mind. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, sure, yeah. And that they're more compassionate than you are because they're willing to tell you to go house migrants in your house in the suburbs of Boston, for example, according to one of the city council members there. But, yeah, it's a false sort of charity, I think, because...
And yet,
you go ahead.
And the other thing is... that because they feel themselves as part of that group, they feel that all the MAGA people, not just MAGA people, but anybody that is what I would call not of that mindset, they feel that they are now basically unclean and they are deserving of any bad treatment that they can give them.
Oh, sure, yeah, because it's a total setup. You know, if people on the far left really cared about people coming in from south of the border, for example, they wouldn't say, well, just go live in the shadows and be illegal forever. I mean, eventually they'll think they'll get an amnesty, but they would have a far different mindset about these people, and they wouldn't want them to come across and live the way that they're forced to in so many ways. But, of course, they want them to vote. They think they got control of them.
It's a voter importation program,
right. Sure. Yeah, well, Backham and Bob, we're heading up to the break, but thanks for calling this morning. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right, bye.
Yeah, take care. Backham and Bob, everybody. We're coming right back. If you're just waking up and joining us, stay tuned because we have so much more to tell you about. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. Over the weekend, thousands gathered at a Texas megachurch for the first Sunday services following a shooting incident where a woman fired a rifle in the sanctuary. Pastor Joel Osteen presented it as a special service focused on healing. The shooter, who had a documented history of mental illness, was killed. Her 7-year-old son remains in critical condition. The U.S. conducted strikes against Houthi anti-ship cruise missiles and vessels on Saturday, including an unmanned underwater vessel the Iranian-backed rebel group has used. Five strikes in total were conducted against three anti-ship cruise missiles, one unmanned underwater vessel, and one unmanned surface vessel. Parts of California are under evacuation warnings due to heavy rain. The Weather Prediction Center has issued an excessive rain outlook for most of the state through Tuesday as another atmospheric river approaches from the coast. Much of California remains saturated from a recent powerful storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through and rocketing through this Tuesday edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. And, you know, and I appreciate the call in the previous segment there from Backgammon Bob. You know, I do think, folks, that, you know, the compassion angle that that the liberal left tries to sort of hide behind as if they are the sole, you know, and again, you know, they're the sole defenders of democracy. They're the sole people who love everybody. And I got to tell you, I think conservatives, you know, conservatives love people as well. But what conservatives want people to be is to have opportunity, to be self-sufficient, to be able to contribute, to be able to have a mechanism to come to the country legally so that they can become Americans. There are a lot of people. How many people have you met who've come from a different country? I've met several, of course, and they've come here. They took the citizenship test and probably could rattle off more dates and places and so forth because they had to study so hard to be able to pass the thing. But they came here for a reason, and they came here because they wanted freedom. They wanted something different than what they had in their home country. That's the essence of immigration, right? People coming to this country because they want to be able to be successful. They want to embrace the values. They want to live under the red, white, and blue. It's not about race. It's not about color. It's not about anything. And people, you know, they maintain their cultural ties and all this kind of thing, and that's a wonderful thing. But they become Americans. So what the liberal far left in this country is trying to do is they are trying to import people in who basically will never really try to assimilate, will never really become. And that leads to, you know, what they call, you know, the Balkanization. You get enclaves. In Europe, it's been a real problem over many years, right? The areas where, well, you don't go to that area. It's kind of administered by an entirely different set of circumstances and this kind of thing. So, you know, and with more division and where you don't have the commonalities that bring us together in daily life, you know, that is so much easier to divide and conquer, isn't it? By those who have nefarious purposes for control. They want to be in control. And by the way, Donald Trump threatens that control. That's why they keep telling you that Donald Trump is the one who's coming in to ruin the democracy. He's going to be a dictator on day one. He's going to do all these terrible things. And that is, you know, I guess, you know, for psychological or psychiatric things. Isn't that projection? You know, they're just projecting all that out there. But they're doing that for a very specific purpose so that they can present themselves as, but we are the good ones. We're the ones who are trying to stop Donald Trump. So it makes it okay. We can do anything we want. We can stop Donald Trump any way that we want to. We justify it because we're protecting democracy. We're protecting democracy. Well, this judgment, by the way, of $355 million, plus all the interest, it's over $400 million by the time it all gets said and done up to this point, that is so onerous that it actually does beg the question. I mean, this goes so far beyond the pale, almost as if to create the set of circumstances by which a defendant can't even get to an appeal because of this overkill of a fine. And I think many people have looked at this case and, you know, basically they don't believe the fine is justified. A fine is justified. How about a fine of a dollar? Nope, not justified. There are no damages. There are no victims, right? And so, but of course, that's not the way that we work here, because what we need to do is just shut down the candidate that the people, many people, are lifting up. And that is what they are very, very concerned about. And also, of course, this goes to the environment in New York. If you're an investor, if you're a business person, if you are there to make money and to have your career and your development there, well, then that's not going to be a great environment for you. In fact, let's listen in to Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank fame. I always love watching Kevin O'Leary on Shark Tank, and because he always seems to be able to sort of cut through, and he can be a little abrupt. There's no doubt about that. But I think he's good-hearted. I don't think he's a bad guy at all. But he is a very savvy business person. He has the ability, I think, to see through somebody's whatever it is they're spinning that day, right? And kind of get cut to the chase about what their core of their business would be, or if it's viable, right? You know, he can look at a product and say, I can take that product because of all this experience, take that product and I can make it into a successful thing because I have the wherewithal to do that. And I think he's able to evaluate things very, very quickly. So that being said, you know, it's always interesting to watch him and many of the others too. Yeah, everybody's got their favorites, right, on Shark Tank. But Kevin O'Leary was talking to Neil Cavuto on Fox News, and he was asked about, again, this is it can be very concerning for business people and investors in New York. And this comes on the heels of him saying, basically, you know, he doesn't want to invest in New York. He doesn't want to invest in California. He wants to put together these huge data centers because he sees that there's a need for that moving forward, large data centers that, you know, that businesses and corporations use. And a lot of times you have data centers in different parts of the country, right, for redundancy, for disaster preparation and so forth. But he says, I'm not going to California, not going to New York. Why? Because they're loser states. Now, on top of that, you got this judgment. Here's what he thinks about this judgment. Let's listen in.
Yeah, we're very worried. Every investor is worried because where is the victim? Who lost money? This is some arbitrary decision the judge made. This policy and what this says, what does this say about the bar, the legal bar in New York? Aren't they going to question this judge? What is this? $355 million and there's dollars as a penalty and there's plus interest at 9% and there's no victim? I mean, I'm sorry, her words fall on deaf ears to everybody. There's nothing she can say to justify this decision. And this has nothing to do with Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. Forget about Trump. This is not a Trump situation. This is a New York problem now. The whole world is looking at this saying, what are you doing to yourselves?
great response there from Kevin O'Leary. And because, again, no matter who you are, what you're doing, if you don't have the right political thought process, well, they could, no pun intended, trump up a bunch of stuff against you and say that you dealt with the bank and you defrauded them and you got your loan. I don't care if you paid it back. It doesn't matter if the bank was happy. You know, if that's, we can still get you. And that's, I think, what people across the country are seeing and they're evaluating, and I think it's going to translate into how people are going to approach this election. And no, I don't think that just by simply saying, well, Biden's a great president, right? This is, again, one of the Democrat strategists thinks that he needs to be seen as a great president and not just as the better choice than Donald Trump. And again, it's all about the wordsmithing of the whole thing. That's all it is. Let's wordsmith this thing. And, you know, we mentioned on the program yesterday morning, Mika Brzezinski. Well, no, Joe Biden is successful. He's wise, you know, because he's old and he's wise. There's nothing wrong with being old, and age isn't the factor. We've said that many times. But Joe Biden is displaying things that are incredibly concerning. In fact, the Biden administration is evidently very unhappy with the way the New York Times is covering the president's age, by the way. you know, so it's going to be interesting that everybody's out of order. Everybody's got it wrong. Nobody, in fact, this whole thing, this is some kind of conspiracy theory that Joe Biden is having problems, because now we're also hearing that, no, it's not Joe Biden that's having the problems. It's Donald Trump, and he's got the problems worse. Did you know this? Folks, my friends, did you know this? Donald Trump has these problems, but he's got them worse than Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, you know, he just keeps rolling along. He went on a train ride when he went to go see Zelensky. I mean, these are the things that they're offering up as being evidence that Joe Biden is doing great. He needs another 4 years. You know, he's just getting started, everybody. Oh, brother, I'm telling you. The way that that it's done so out in the open is shocking to all of us. All right, folks, stay right there. Coming right back. Final segment for the Tuesday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Tuesday continues here on the program. It is a wonderful Tuesday. I was saying earlier, you know, Tuesday kind of gets a bad rap. Because, you know, well, Monday, well, that's right out, isn't it? Because, well, it's Monday, it's back to work day, and Wednesday is great because it's the middle of the week. You kind of, you know, get over the hump that day, and Thursday's got it really good because it's almost Friday, right? You know, you hear people say, well, it's almost Friday, we can... you know, start feeling better, you know. And then Friday comes, and Friday's in a class by itself, of course. There's no doubt about that. And obviously Tuesday's just kind of, you know, left in the middle there, you know, and doesn't really have a feel to it. Well, we're changing that here on the program this morning. We're making it a great Tuesday, or making Tuesday great again, perhaps, as they might say. All right, so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you have a direct message for us this morning. Also, telephone number 949-822-7959. And we've got some great calls this morning. I really appreciate it so very, very much. Well, I want to tell you about this here real quick. This is happening up in Massachusetts, where one of the city council people there in Boston recently basically said that they wanted people to start housing migrants in their homes in the suburbs because the suburbs, quote, have more resources and so forth. So this is kind of what's happening there. But this story from the New York Post, members of Massachusetts High School Committee sent a letter to their mayor asking to deploy National Guard troops to rein in violent chaos on campus, spanning from daily brawls in the halls to frequent drug use and fornication in empty classrooms. I kid you not. Recent events at the Brockton High School have prompted us to seek immediate assistance to prevent a potential tragedy, four members of the Brockton School Committee wrote in a February 15th letter. Over the past few months, our high school has experienced a disturbing increase in incidents related to violence, security concerns, and substance abuse. The situation has reached a critical point. More recently, we've had an alarming 35 teachers absent, underscoring the severity of the challenges we are facing. Located about 20 miles south of downtown Boston, Brockton High School, or BHS, is the largest high school in the state, with an enrollment of 4,300 students. And teachers have been complaining for months that the mass of students has descended into an unruly mob that roves, get this, folks, that roves the halls during class time, comes and goes from school grounds as it pleases, and engages in vicious brawls daily. They're having sex and doing drugs and cutting class in empty classrooms, said BHS teacher Ellen Merkin. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, during an emergency committee meeting in early February, where several teachers and administrators shared their experiences and fears about the crisis at BHS. So this is, they're asking for the National Guard to come in. I mean, that is really something. I mean, how horrible does that have to be, in order to actually ask for something like that? And I guess the real question is, how do you get to that point? How do you get to that point? So a very, very disturbing story coming out of Massachusetts this morning. No doubt about that. Also, I want to get this in as well. I mentioned this when we came with the rejoin earlier, but it looks like Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell says that she's sick and tired of people discussing President Biden's age. She's sick and tired of it, folks. She said Monday she's sick and tired of the discussion about this from The Hill, discussion about President Biden's age, saying she has no concerns about his mental well-being and levying the same allegations against former President Trump, like I was mentioning earlier. Polling has shown that Biden's age is a top concern among 2024 voters, with the majority of Americans believing the president is too old for a second four-year term. Dingell downplayed the importance and accuracy of polls and endorsed Biden's mental capacity. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, what do you even say to that? What would you say to Debbie Dingell on that? We got Backham and Bob calling us back. I'm going to ask Backham and Bob a question. Backham and Bob, what would you say to Debbie Dingell?
I would say, number one, they took discipline out of the schools. Second thing, whatever happened to reform school?
Right. Or at some point, and if there are crimes being committed on school campus, it seems to me that that would be a matter for law enforcement as well.
And they took away the teacher's power. If a teacher ever even touches a student, it's like a crime. That didn't used to happen.
Well, there's got to be ways of rounding this up somehow, because the way that they're describing it is really so far out of control in this high school, and I can't imagine that it's isolated.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
But anyway, that, and also they took away dress codes too, another thing.
Right.
Anyway, wanted to call back to make my other point here.
Sure.
The main thing that we need to do is to reinstate the draft, okay? Used to be when kids come out of high school, they had it. The draft also teaches people discipline, teaches them skills. And there could be if you didn't want to take the military part of the draft necessarily, they could have two types of draft. You could, a choice, just like maybe they do over there in Israel. I'm not sure on that. But they could go into the military part of it, or they could create a construction or local, maybe like the CCC camps used to be in the United States or whatever. But I'm just saying they could civilian side of the draft, so to speak, where they did projects and learned skills and like that.
Very interesting. Well, you know, you never know. I think it's a pretty high bar to try to ever institute a draft that's not in wartime, but that would, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, very interesting. Well, I appreciate the call.
It used to be. Yeah. That's what they used to do, and it worked fine.
Right.
Look what's happened. But when they took, a lot of this stuff happened when they stopped the draft back in the 60s and stuff, with a lot of these people that were, what you call revolutionaries and stuff, you know, like that. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting. I guess that's it, Kyle.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Great call. I appreciate it. And, folks, yeah, it is pretty interesting. But like I said, I think that would, unless it's a time of war and so forth, I think it would be a very, very difficult thing. I remember when I was 18 years old, I had to go down to the post office and register for selective service. And back in the long, long ago, right? So I go down to the post office, and I fill out the card and everything, and I hand it in, and you know, I'm 18 years old, so I hand it to the postal worker behind the counter there, and I say, "So what? They'll call me?" You know, so. But at any rate, nope. Then, and of course, there hasn't been a draft here for so very, very long. But still, and even I have a son, and he's had to register for selective service. But at any rate, all right. So, folks, we are going. We got a treat here. I think we got just enough time. We got Todd in Tampa. So brace yourselves, everybody. Brace yourselves. 60 seconds with Todd. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, America. I only get 60 seconds because I say more in 60 seconds than Rush Limbaugh did in 4 hours. Okay, Donald Trump, where's the conservative Republican running the RNC? Where's Charlie Kirk or a true conservative for MAGA running the RNC? Romney McDaniel is a disaster. Every time you got to carry 50 people across the finish line because they don't stand up for America and they don't stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, Dingle. Dingleberry, Joe Biden is a disaster, and he sucks, okay? You know, when a football coach sucks, they fire him. They fired the Raiders coach. They fired the San Diego L.A. Chargers, whatever it is, the Vegas Chargers. They fired him in midseason. Joe Biden, hey, did you hear Stephen A. Smith at ESPN? Stephen A. Smith, the black loudmouth on ESPN, saying, Joe Biden is, I'm paraphrasing, I voted for Barack Obama twice, I voted for Bill Clinton, but Joe Biden sucks. Joe Biden sucks, and he's letting all these illegals in, and he's hurting blacks, and he doesn't care about you in Pennsylvania or you in New York. And by the way, that judge in New York, and you judges, I'm from New York. Donald Trump built New York. Do you see Woolman Rink? Woolman Rink was Ed Koch. He couldn't build it for 3 freaking 5 years, wasted $5 million, and Donald Trump built Woolman Rink so the New York people, citizens, could skate on it.
Yep.
You could take that $374 million and dump it. If you don't vote for Donald Trump, you're a traitor to this country. Stand up for Jesus, Pete.
All right, Todd in Tampa. Well, I warned you. Todd in rare form this morning. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Thank you for listening. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thanks to the callers and people sending in direct messages. So much appreciated. We are going to see you tomorrow morning bright and early. Until then, take care out there. Make it a great day today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.